sometimes the Lord shows up like that's not all the time. I mean, not sometimes. He's always God. He's always in charge. And he's always wanting to have his way, because we know he's a sovereign God, and he's going to do what he wants to do with us all the time. And the way he wants to bless us is totally up to him. The way he wants to minister is totally up to him. Give me my phone. I'm looking for a specific. Thank you. Because it was very much in line with what the Lord is saying this morning. Can't find it anywhere. Not in either one of these. Amen. Looking for hours and see if it comes. Nope. But I can tell you, as I was thinking about you last night, and I was thinking about coming from or taking off or part two or an extension of the fact that blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And I got a lot of expressions of gratitude for that sermon. A lot of people went and listened to it, and I shared it because many people are in that place. And the Lord gave me that favor, which is the blessedness, is God's favor, which speaks to his grace. I'm going asking the Holy Spirit to recall, because I cannot find my notes. But it speaks to his grace that is available to us, and his ability to bring us to where he wants us to be. And so, remember, if you remember, I broke down blessed, I broke down mourn, and then I broke down comfort. And right now, we're experiencing the comfort of God. When I was sitting there in the worship service and I listened to the songs and to the ministry, the Lord began to show me. He said, now this is my comfort. And you know, when you are really, really in a deep place, I don't even have to say it's a dark place, but a deep place. When we want to really make ourselves feel better, what do we go get? We get comfort food. And depending on who you are and what culture you come from and what you like, but you know what that comfort food is. And as you're willing to prepare it, because I'm going somewhere with this dinner. I want to taste that. And I hear the scripture, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And so as we began to talk about his goodness all this morning, we see that he wants to comfort us with his comfort food. He wants to give us what we need in this. He wants to overwhelm you with his goodness and his mercy. He wants to bless you above measure. We are living in a time where it's not easy to see faithfulness, not in people. You know what I'm saying? And so I think this is a time where God is saying, I'm searching for the faithful ones, for those who have been faithful. Because it's our faithfulness that fuels, come on, the next generation. It's our faithfulness that fuels the opportunity for God's plans to be done in the earth. It's our faithfulness that makes sure that the baton is passed. Blessed are that faithful people, that faithful heart, that faithful generation that will do what God is calling them to do. So God is looking for your faithfulness so that he can shine on it. When you walk from a place of faithfulness, then you enact or lay a foundation for a future of favor. And again, that's God's graciousness, his grace that is sufficient. That favor is his grace that is sufficient. And he wants to consume you with favor. Why? Because God has a plan. He has work to be done in the earth. And the grace and the mercy and the faithfulness and the favor of God is what gets it done. I'm going to say that again. The grace, the mercy, come on, the faithfulness and the favor of God gets his plan done in the earth. God has a plan. I'm going to say that again. God has a plan that has to be done in the earth, and he uses us. So he chooses to give us what we need by giving us mercy, by showing us favor, by blessing us beyond measure. Come on, so that we can go forward and get his plan done in the earth. So when we get to moments like these are pivotal moments. We need to think, okay, God, I know you're doing something magnificent and mighty to extend me beyond where I am. So what do I need to do to make sure it happens? Say, wow. Because it's on God, but it's also on you. There is something that he is requiring you to do, but the part I like about it is he does not expect you to do it on your own. He gives you favor to get it done, right? He says, now I need you to do something, but in this moment, in this time, seize the moment. Come on, take advantage of the situation. If God is penetrating us with mercy and favor, seize that. Come on, let your mind change to say, God is doing something powerful and mighty in me, because it's not just about me, but it's about his plan in the earth. Say hallelujah. And we rarely go through anything that God doesn't have his hand on. I want to say we don't go through anything that God's not about it, because he knows where we are. He knows where we're going, and he knows how to get us there. He knows what you need, as the pastor said yesterday, when you need it, how you need it, how much you need, come on, to get you to where he needs you to be, because it's all about his ultimate plan. Can we say hallelujah? Hallelujah. So I know in my heart and my spirit that this is a pivotal time. Even in your ministry, but also in the earth, in the universal body of Christ, for believers, it's pivotal. And when there is a pivotal time when God is going to come through like a mighty wind and flip and change and shift, we have to be ready. We have to be ready. He says, because I'm getting ready to shift. I'm getting ready to shake. I'm getting ready to release. I'm getting ready to pivot so that you will know it's me. We talked a lot about the sovereignty of God yesterday. He is doing his thing. How many are so glad that God's doing his thing? I would want to admit, sometimes think, well, God, if you would just tell me what you're doing, I'll be all right. And he said, no, you can't handle all that information. You don't want all that. You don't want to know all that. But I do know that he's always doing his thing. So there is a faithfulness that he is requiring. There is there is a renewed commitment. Back in 1987, 1988, there was a song written, and my brother sang it, but it was written by John Moore, and it was made popular by Steve Green. And I know I'm going way back, and you may not have heard it, but the song was "Let All Who Come Behind Me Find Me Faithful." He said, let the fire of my commitment, and I'm kind of changing the word a little bit, but the fire of my commitment light the way. Come on. Let people see what I have done. Somebody real quick, because I don't know what my electronics are not working for me today. They are failing me. And I don't know why. Let me see. But I can't get that up. Huh. Who said it? Oh, maybe I'm not on your... It usually works up here. Anybody pull up that song? Somebody on your electronic, it's called Find Me Faithful or Find Us Faithful. But let the fire of my commitment light the way. I know we feel like sometimes our fire is burning out. And we have lost something along the way. But the Lord is saying this is the time of the refuel and the refire. Can I say that again? The time of the refuel and the refire. A time to charge us right where we are, to get us to that next place in God. Never underestimate where God has you. Come on. Don't play it down. Sometimes we give the devil way too much. You know what I mean? We this, what you say? Credit. for where we are. And many times it's not him at all. He said, I'm just kind of trying to just get you to a place so I can push you to a new place. And if you'll be honest, we rarely cry out unless we're pushed to do so. Come on, we rarely want change unless we're pushed to look for change. But saints of God, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is now, I will say God is looking, God is roaming and searching for those who have been faithful. Come on. If you have been faithful, this is the word to you. A greater grace. A new mercy. Come on. A time in God like never before. A new opportunity. A new strength. Come on. God is wanting to take us to that place so that we then will get the best out of what he is doing in this moment. Not just in our lives, but in this moment. In this moment, when he's saying, I'm coming alongside of you, even in this place that you are in, to give you my best. Come on, a time for a lifting. A time for greater commitment. You found it. Let me say it. Thank you. For greater commitment. A time we're kind of a self-propelled people, but I feel like the Lord is asking us to make a commitment for those who are coming behind us. Make a commitment. Rufio, okay, good. I'm glad. Listen to this here. Find us faithful. And I'm going to read the chorus first. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. May the fire of our devotion light their way. May the footprints that we leave lead them to believe. And the lives we live inspire them to obey. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. And what I'm saying this morning is, I just think the shift in the atmosphere and the thing that God is doing in the body of Christ, and this is maybe more prophetic than anything, is a commitment to be faithful so that the next generation will see the fire of God in our lives, and it will propel them to go forward. We're all talking about we got to reach the young people, got to reach the young people. And most churches think that's by how you dress. Come on. You know, if we wear a certain relaxed clothing, and nothing's wrong with that. I'm not saying anything against that. But then the young people will feel comfortable. Or if we sing the right songs with the right beat or the right tempo that seems like it fits what's happening in the world today, then we'll reach the young people. Or if we don't be so stiff, or if we don't do this or do that, then we'll reach the young people. But the Bible is asking, from the what we read in the Bible, is that our lives is what reach the young people. And our ability to speak into their lives is reaching the young people. Come on. We light the way for them to believe when we remain faithful. We talked yesterday about a woman who was committed to faithfulness, and we all got something out of her. But this is also a time for you to make that commitment to be faithful to God in your own life, so that when your children get up and say, "My mother or my father or my auntie showed me what it is like to be in the body of Christ, to be a child of God. I know how to reach heaven. I know how to pray. I know how to lay hands on the sick, because I was committed and I held on to what God required of me." How many are lighting the way? Oh, come on, somebody. Is your life lighting the way for others to believe? I know we went through generations where we did a whole lot of street witnessing, and we went from neighborhoods and we used tracks, and we were so anxious and excited about God. You know, we are witness always came out of our mouths, and we've seemed to have died down. And then we wonder why our people ain't running into the body of Christ. Has the devil shoved us in a corner and shut us up? Come on. Has he taken our speech about the goodness of the Lord? You know, because we sing beautiful songs, but we're singing it to one another. Come on, come on, come on. We have a wonderful time. And when most of the time when we tell our testimony, we're telling it to the body of Christ who already got a testimony. But are we reaching beyond to make sure the world know who Jesus is? You know, when we growing up, we used to sing the song, "Everybody Ought to Know Who Jesus Is." Everybody ought to know. And so I think that that's where the shift is coming. We're going to leave our place of selfishness. You know, we had a prosperity move. We had a teaching move. Our intellects have been stimulated by the word of God, and that's okay, and that's so good. But we're coming back to an evangelistic move where souls will be saved again. Hallelujah. Where we will again be the instruments in the earth. We'll be the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on. We will be Jesus in our community. We'll be Jesus on our jobs. Come on. We will be the light that will shine in dark places. I heard somebody say it. Light light doesn't shut down the darkness. It just shows up as light. So, come on, if it's light, it's light. Darkness can't stay where there's light. Right? You don't have to fight. Come on. It don't have to prove the darkness. I mean, light doesn't have to prove its point. It doesn't have to have a whole lot to say. Don't have to look a certain way. We get lamps all kind of ways, right? We get lights all kind of ways. But we're not so much interested in how beautiful it is. It is of no good if it's not lighting up anything. You look pretty and you look great. You look prosperous. $1,000 lamp can't do more than that $10 lamp is going to light the way. Say hallelujah. We are the light of the world. I just think we have to go back to that. Hallelujah. Responsibility, our faithfulness that will lead others to believe, our faithfulness that will cause people to be inspired. And I like that line, inspired to obey. Come on. Inspired to obey. What does that mean? I lived such a committed life. Come on. I bowed down to the sovereignty of God. I had some whys, but I laid them aside because my obedience was going to be better and greater than any other sacrifice that I could make. Now my light showed my obedience to others that inspired them. If they get that kind of results, obeying God, come on, and submitting to his sovereignty and doing it his way, I want to be just like that. I'm going to try that. I'm interested. This, saints, is the comfort food. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. When you get your comfort, you get a kick. Come on. It kind of shifts you from being sick for 3 days. Come on. You know what? I ate something I like today. In our community, it might be a pot of greens, you know. There's something about greens that'll just fix you up, you know. It just make it all better. Somebody brought me a pot of greens, or I decided I'm going to fix a pot of greens. And Lord forbid if you give me some cornbread. I'm going to just automatically be better. But greens are staples. Come on. Greens are nutritious. Come on. Greens get to the bone. Come on. It gets to the inside of you. It's a good food. It's a necessary food. Hallelujah. He says, I'm going to comfort you. I'm going to give you some necessary food. I'm going to make you feel better than you ever felt. And then you're going to get up out of that place of mourning and do some things that you never did. Hallelujah. When I get that comfort food from being sick for 4 or 5 days, I get up and clean my bedroom all the way up. Come on, where I've been throwing stuff over here and over there. And said, you know what? I heard somebody say, I'm going to get some rest and I'm going to deep clean. Hallelujah. Do you think God deep cleans? Ah, yeah. Hallelujah. He used opportunities like this to deep clean. My. Hallelujah. He says, I want you to lift up that scarf. I'm talking to myself because I know what my bedroom looked like. I want you to lift up that scarf on your dresser and take all those pieces of papers that you done put on there to remind you of stuff. I need you to get that and get that. That was 2 years ago, and you ain't gonna do it, and you didn't remember that it was even under there. Go under there and get that up. Come on. He's going under some stuff. He wants you to get interested in him. Come on, in his way. And this is for heirs, and you're a good place to move forward like this. You are. Blessed are they that, for they shall be. Hallelujah. You can't beat the comforted. Remember I told you that word for comfort comes from the same word, Holy Spirit, that walks beside us, that guides us, that gives us what we need. He said, I'm going to comfort you. But on the other side, in that comfort, you're going to pivot. And on the other side, you're going to be better than you were. Come on. Hallelujah. You're going to be able to do more than you could do. You might feel a little sluggish, but the best days are ahead. Hallelujah. I'm going to come for that fear that you've been carrying, that you've been hiding, that you've been behind, that you've been stuck struggling with doing better about. He said, but in this season, I'm going to come for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then the best part about it, I'm not just going to come for it. I'm going to help you. You know what would make me happier than anything? If I decided to really deep clean my room tomorrow, if my daughter showed up and said, Mom, I'm going to help you. Wouldn't that be great? If somebody showed up and said, oh, okay, that's what you want to do. I'm going to help you. I'm going to stay here with you for a few hours so we can get this done. That's what the Holy Ghost is saying. I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you. I'm your helper. I'll get you through this. I'll get you on the other side of this. Come on. I'm going to make you feel better. I'm going to make you look better. Hallelujah. I'm going to do. And then as I do that, my will is being done in the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Generations going to see how you came through, what you came through, and you made it, and you're still standing, and there's still victory in your life, and there's still a celebration, and you still recognize the goodness of the Lord, and you still humble yourself to the sovereignty of the Lord, and you saying Jesus is Lord to the glory of the Father, and you're saying, praise the Lord. I remember writing in my notes, there's a sovereign God, there's a sovereign moment, and there is a sovereign hallelujah. Yeah, a sovereign hallelujah. I don't know how I'm saying hallelujah in such a time as this. I don't know how that hallelujah is coming out. I wasn't thinking hallelujah. I really should be in a worse shape than this, but everything that's coming out of me is saying hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, that's the sovereign hallelujah. Can you really buy into the sovereign hallelujah that is in your life right now? Sovereign God, your name is holy. Come on, this is a sovereign moment. You didn't bring it up. You didn't make it happen. It ain't about you. Come on, you didn't know that it was going to be like this. You didn't know this day would be like this. It's a sovereign moment, and I'm going to seize the sovereign moment, and then I'm going to respond with a sovereign hallelujah. I may not feel like praising. Come on. But this is all I got. I don't know the answer. I don't know what to say, how to say, when to say it. But I got a sovereign hallelujah operating in me right now that's saying, bless the Lord, oh my soul. They're saying the Lord is good. It's saying his mercy endures forever. The favor of the Lord is all over me. God is blessing me when I come out, and he's blessing me when I go in. I see his glory. I see his mercy. I see his goodness in the sovereign moment. Say, I got a sovereign hallelujah. I don't really feel like it. Hallelujah. Ha, ha, ha. I'm struggling in my mentality, but I got a sovereign hallelujah that responds to a sovereign God. It came from a sovereign God who knows he's God, who knows he can do anything he wants to do. He knows that he makes the schedule. He knows who's here and who's there and where to put them and where they're going. going and when they're coming and when they're coming back and how long they're going to stay. He's sovereign. He's doing what he wants to do, how he wants to do it, any place. And my response is what? Sovereign. Hallelujah. Did you get that? What is our response? A sovereign hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Shabbat. Yes, 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 yes. Because he has comforted me. Hallelujah. I have a responsibility in the earth to be faithful. Because faithfulness fuels the future. We'll say it again. Because faithfulness fuels the future. I have a responsibility to be faithful. And what helps me be faithful is bowing to the sovereignty of God. Because I don't have the answers. And I may not have the answers. And then God deals with me, hallelujah, in a sovereign moment. It was Whitney Houston said, one moment in time, and in that one moment, make it shine. God gives us moments like these. Come on, for us to bow to his sovereignty. Hallelujah. Woo, for us to to his sovereignty. And when we bow, we come up with that sovereign hallelujah. That's saying, bless the Lord. So the light or the fire of my commitment will light the way for others to believe. Folks are watching you, heirs. I'm going to make it a little personal now. Come on, the eyes are on heirs. Wherever you are right now. But the church is in need of revival. It's in need of a fire. Come on. The Father is saying, I choose faithful people to get my job done. Oh my. So I'm looking for your faithfulness in this moment, to be the light on the hill that will lead others to believe. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, land on us. Light us with your fire. Build us to a place in you that we've never been before. Help us pivot. Help us pivot. Help us to realize that you are requiring and requesting at the same time for us to bow to your sovereignty. Help us to realize like never before that we're lighting the way for others. We're lighting the way for others. and that our lives is going to show them how to get to where they need to be in you. And I said that at the end of this sermon, I want to lay hands on as many of you that will submit to that. If you don't want to, you don't have to. But I want to lay hands on you. I want you to understand that you're walking forward and not backwards. Come on, and even in the midst of where you are, the call of God is on your life. Come on, even where you are, even what you're thinking, God is supernaturally stirring up things, stirring up dreams. Come on. Stirring up things that you have left under that scarf. He says, no, we're going to house clean. I'm going to give you the energy because of my favor. And I'm going to come alongside you in this moment. Hallelujah. In this moment. And I'm going to make you shine. Oh, like never before. Hallelujah. Is there a surrender? Is there a surrender? Is there a surrender? Is there a surrender? Yeah. Is there a surrender in the house? Hallelujah. I do believe there are people who are in a pivot and always knew in the last two or three months they were in a pivot because God was saying, step up your game. I'm taking you somewhere. I need you to move a little bit faster. And you said, well, how can I move faster where I am? He said, but I'm going to come alongside you and help you do that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord is here. The Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is heavy in this place, is strong in this place. Yes, the goodness of the Lord is shining in us and on us right now.